good time, right? Bring you only the finest entertainers. With a special guest.
It's the It's the Breaker.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence. Now a part of the HUR Voices, Howard University Radio Network's Sirius XM Channel 141 family. I am your host, the one and only, the indomitable, the incomparable, James Lewis III. It is always a pleasure to be broadcasting with you today, coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lanch Day Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. I want to get right into it, because I have the biggest guests. I've been going with the monologues the last several months since we moved to Sirius. I'm really starting to get into my bag and get all of the fantastic guests. We're featuring Cashville, and you can't feature Cashville without the voice of Cashville. So I have Avriana, the personality. Now, Avriana is an extraordinarily talented young person. She's a fantastic DJ. She's a radio host. She's an actress. She's a seat filler at the Oscars.
Period.
She's a public servant. So you see Avriana doing community service, talking to young people.
Absolutely.
She has a journalism background. She's a talk show and game show host. So she has a very deep plethora of talents that she's going to showcase today. But
yes.
Avriana, I got to give you your props. You came into my studio maybe about 4 years ago.
Absolutely.
And you were moving up. And just to see how great you've become, and I can't turn anywhere. You're on billboards in town. You're on various different radio platforms, hosting award shows.
Mm-hmm.
Look fantastic. Just
thank you.
Have a coalition. You have a fantastic podcast.
Mm-hmm.
With all the ladies, I'm going to get on you about that. y'all a little hard on the brothers on the podcast.
Listen.
Hard on the brothers.
Hey, we got to say what we got to say.
You get a little hard on the brothers. And you even got a mixtape out. You got like single out.
Yes.
That's putting up serious numbers.
Yes.
So just had to give you your props and give you your flowers. How are you doing? It's so good to see you. What's going on?
Lanch J, I'm super excited to be here. I'm super excited to just come back to a place where I remember where I was. You
right.
know what I'm saying? And to actually
right.
be able to reflect on my own progress.
Absolutely.
So it feels good. It feels good to be in here with you. It feels good to, you know, have this dialogue with one another, just because I always enjoy talking to people who've been around me from the beginning.
Right.
You know, the people who come in on the internet, they don't really understand
right.
the beginning,
yeah.
the groundwork. And so man, I you know,
easy.
I just noticed that I've been in the game for a decade.
Right.
So 10 years? What?
Right.
How old am I? We're not saying it. But it's
You're
crazy.
You're not old enough to have been in the game, to been in any game for a full decade. I've been in the game.
I've been in the game for a decade.
That's
seriously.
Crazy.
I've been hustling. I have literally been hustling since 20. Avriana the Personality was founded in 2014 at MTSU.
Okay.
So that's what I mean. But I ain't going to say like I just been in the professional game, but I've been learning the tools and, you know, the tools that I need to be successful today. So I'm going to give myself a decade.
So I'm really, we're going to talk, because we're trying to feature talented people.
Mm-hmm.
And you have such a beautiful story and an amazing background. And I want our listeners on Sirius XM to mm-hmm. hear, people are DMing me all the time. I get DMs all the time, and people are asking, they say, hey, how did you get in the industry? What are some of the steps you took? And I got into this older. I was doing radio part-time and
mm-hmm.
just enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
But want to bring in a true professional, somebody that's done this, that went to school to do this,
yeah.
that's done sports coverage,
yes.
that's done all the way to hosting shows, television, radio. How did you get into this industry, and what are some of the, when you were 9 years old,
yeah.
were you one of those people using the Barbie head as a mic or using a broom handle as a mic, and you just knew that you were going to be singing
Listen.
On TV and hosting? Did you know that when you were a kid, or did you find this later on in life?
I found the mic. I found my voice later on in life, but I was always in front of the camera. So I was a dancer when I was little. So I was always
okay.
still in the entertainment field, you know, performing. Ballet
I did ballet.
I was a professional ballerina in middle school and high school. I did jazz, tap, modern. I got it tatted early. I was getting tattoos early, guys. Right. Don't do that. But
you're still young. You can do that.
Listen, you know, I just knew
when
I was going
to
be
my age. You might regret it.
I mean, no, this is sacred because okay. I always thought I was going to be dancing on Broadway in New York, but God had Broadway in my city.
You're going to be on Broadway. You're not going to be dancing.
Okay. What? No, I'm going to be on Broadway, right. But I'm going to just be in my city on Broadway.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
So, I've always been an entertainer. I've always been in front of the camera, always been dancing. But like I said, I found Avrion of the Personality was founded at MTSU.
Okay.
And that's when I found the mic. You know what I'm saying? That's when I got into radio. I started hearing myself. And I was just like, I want to be a 106 and Park show host. And so, obviously, they were like, we don't have that major, but we got journalism. I'm like, I don't want to write. I want to be in front of the camera. And they're like, oh, broadcast journalism. I'm like, okay, yeah, right. Whatever that is. And then they end up switching it to multimedia journalism. But
you paid your dues. And I've told people like Avrion, they paid their dues. She didn't just pick up a mic because she's good looking and talented. You went to MTSU. You have a degree. You studied this, and you covered MTSU football and basketball, did you not?
I did when you were there. So. ESPN, right. 3, Being Sports, American Sports. And so that was, man, I didn't even know what I was doing when I was doing. I didn't even know the opportunity that I was having in that moment. So shout out to MTSU for allowing me to
absolutely
cut up on the sports side.
What did you learn covering? So it was like covering athletes when you were in college. You were covering MTSU was a solid program.
Yeah,
it's not as big as Tennessee or Bama, but it's still bigger than
it's
most.
Conference USA, right. But it's not obviously.
I mean, MTSU beat Michigan State in the NCAA tournament.
They beat
the brakes off of them. So you're talking about.
I remember that. I was there.
So what was it like covering, being in the locker room, being on the sidelines? All of that stuff. What are some of the things that you learned covering sports live?
I learned so much because it is live. So I was always trained to, and then like with me being a previous athlete, I played basketball, so I knew the game a little bit. But football was very rough for me just because I didn't truly understand the game. So trying to listen to the play-by-plays and trying to grasp what's really happening in real time, because when we watching it on TV, they telling you, okay, flag on a play. He, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
but in real time,
you're on the sideline watching it
happen. And they're like,
nobody's
all right, Paige, we're tossing it to you.
Right.
I'm like, so I just saw 35 get tackled by 22. You know what I'm saying? You don't know these people names, you know? So, it's not like the pros. So, it was definitely a learning curve for me. I won't say I was my best at that point, but in basketball.
I was growing.
Right. But in basketball, man, that was it. I love covering female basketball. Shout out to my girl Taisha Petty. She was a star player when I was there, and so I got to make
shout
friends.
Shout out to the ladies.
Yeah, Cheyenne Parker.
I cover the WNBA more on this show probably than anybody.
Oh Lord,
like, I'm always talking about WNBA, both positive and negative. What was it like? Now the next question. Being a black young woman, because in this industry, there's a lot of sexism in this industry.
Yes.
There's a lot of misogyny in this industry. You're a very beautiful young lady. I kind of look at you like a little sister. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a daughter, but I'm not that old. Like a little sister. It's just in the industry, there's a lot of craziness. There's a lot of foolishness. You getting into some of those circles, what was it like coming up in the game and really having to protect your energy? Because you're very much about, Avrion's about meditation. She's about positive energy. Mm-hmm. She's on that Erykah Badu high vibration type of stuff. How were you able to overcome all of the shenanigans and foolishness and chicanery that some of the women that are coming up in the game have to deal with?
A lot of it was just catering to myself and like finding out who I was, because the game is going to try to tell you who you are.
True.
If you don't know who you are, it's going to be rough. And so my beginning stages, I didn't know who I was, so I was over here. Maybe I should do this. Maybe I should do that. And then I am very spiritual, so I understand energy. And so a lot of times I was able to feel a dark energy, or, you know, I'm able to identify.
Certainly your intuition.
Yeah, I'm right. able, I know when the devil messing with me. Right. I know when he's using lost souls, you know. Right. And so a lot of times I don't even try to fight in the physical, because right. sometimes I'd be like, bro, you just don't know. So I'm going to let you do that. But I mean, like I said, a lot of prayer, bro. A lot of prayer. I'm not even going to lie. I know it sounds crazy, but like,
not at all.
Ask any of my friends around me, like, I'm a prayer.
Okay.
I am a prayer. So I think God's protection has always been over me. I ain't always made the right decisions, you
None
know.
Of us have.
But I think my close relative, God just always had his hand on me. He never let me go. So I feel like that's what protected me, you know, on the come up. A lot of times I felt it. You know, it was like, you can do this for me, and then you can have this position, or you can do that. You know right. what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just a matter of, you know what I'm saying? I always said I wanted it for myself. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make a name for myself, not only for myself, for my lineage. So,
absolutely.
Just staying true to the calling.
True
you
to
know?
Yourself.
Yeah, true to myself and true to the calling. And I feel like my calling, God was always guiding me and maneuvering me through different things. And I feel like a lot of lessons and a lot of people that I've met over the time, now they see me, they get it. It's you know, even if it was something, it's nothing now, because it's like,
right.
okay, I see now. You know what I'm saying?
Work,
yeah.
The work pays off. So tell us about, how did you launch the ATP Hour? And how did your show evolve
yeah.
from internet radio to being on some of the largest
national
stations in Nashville
hip-hop.
And then going national and having some of the biggest artists in the country on your show, flicking it up at the red carpet? How did, kind of give us some evolution on how you started with your show? I think that I added a little bit, because I'm the one that told you that you got a monologue. I was like,
yes,
you got a lot of talent. It's not just about spinning them records, girl. You can monologue, and you talented enough to talk for 20 minutes. People will listen to what you have to say.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take like 1%
Go
credit
ahead. You can
for,
take
for getting in your ear and saying that. But tell us about your show and how it kind of advanced over time.
So, y'all, I really didn't get started in radio until 2020. I've always had the background, so I was a journalist. So I was a hard news reporter in Jackson, Tennessee. Obviously, we went over my sports career and things of that nature. So I had already had the gist of radio. It was just understanding the systems
right.
and how to maneuver through and be an actual radio personality. So in 2020, y'all, DJ C-Dub, he started a radio station, Streets 993. It was an online radio station.
Shout out to Streets 993.
Yes, yes. And it's still alive now. It's the right. city station. But
you hear every auto blazing through your speakers.
Yeah. That's the tag. But I started there, and for all of 2020, I spent hours Monday through Friday in the studio learning my voice, just practicing. So for a whole year, I was just on an online radio station promoting it and just practicing and finding my voice or whatever. And then an opportunity for a real FM station presented itself on Young Country, which is where I'm at now. So a lot of people don't know that I
Very
went
dope.
To the country station for maybe about 3 months before I got a call from Dola White at 101 The Beat and was
right.
like, hey, we have a position for you. So I was at Young Country, still practicing, still bringing in artists, still. So
I tried to get on 101 The Beat. They wouldn't even let me in.
Listen, I barely.
I
made
serious
it in.
Though, so
I
turned out doing all right, getting on Serious. It was
listen,
better financial deal for me. But I was trying to get on 101 The Beat. And
listen,
it was just like, nah, we good.
No,
we straight.
You know it, and I think we specifically focus on like the local station, but we need to understand that our local station is tied to a bigger entity,
Absolutely.
Which is iHeart. So that's
Absolutely.
Where the regulation comes from.
Absolutely.
But yeah, going to Yoko, I was there for a little minute, then got on 101 in
right.
Dola White allowed me to get my own little segment. It was called the Cashville Spotlight.
Okay.
And with the Cashville Spotlight, I played local music. I brought in local artists, obviously mainstream artists as well. But we did that. We went hard. So
Definitely
I skipped
did.
Over 2020. In 2020, that's where my connections were made. You know, we couldn't go anywhere. So I was reaching out to publicists and artists still wanted media. So that's where my drive came in from in 2020. Because, I mean, I think I did over 90 interviews in 2020. I haven't even counted on YouTube. But I went crazy on the Zoom interviews in 2020. And so 2021, I ended up on Young Country. And then I ended up on 101 The Beat and presented that platform to my city for local artists.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I have so many questions to ask, but I got to I got to pay some bills. Okay. You know, in the
get
street.
These ads
in. I'm going to cut to a break, but we'll be back with more of Avriana the Personality. Lance J Radio Network, HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141.
Cashville, baby.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
We began searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution, and we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
James Lewis.
She's so professional. She answers all the questions properly. She's really good with media. I'm a big fan. I mean, she flops on the court. She flops all the dang time. She's La Flop. She's a Harvard MBA graduate of the LeBron James School of Floppy.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
If you look at an interview, she was interviewed the other night. I think after she had 30 points, and she was in an interview on the court, and one of her teammates ran up to her to hug her and congratulate her, and she flopped after being touched. She's flopping in an interview. It's her own teammate. It's saying, "Good job, girl. You lit him up." And she's flopping. She's like, oh.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
This is James Lewis III, host of the Lance J Radio Network. In addition to covering the sports talk and entertainment industries, I am also an experienced healthcare executive and consultant. Check out our HealthCast series, where I connect with doctors, CEOs, athletes, and celebrities about the most important topic that impacts us all. Find a HealthCast on Lance J Plus, where we podcast every segment of the radio show on HUR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141, and provide exclusive, uncensored content and interviews.